This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is one step closer to certifying the results of this month's midterm election. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the statewide audit that got underway this week.
County clerks have to double-check after every election that their tabulation machines worked correctly. They do that by entering a randomly selected group of ballots into software that compares them to election night tallies. Sahari McCormick is the clerk and recorder for Gilpin County. She says they found zero mismatches this year.
Very exciting. The machines did their job and were calibrated properly, and everything is as it should be.
Once all the counties finish their audits, they can make election results official. Any recounts, like the one expected in Colorado's 3rd District, will take place in early December. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A survivor of the Club Q shooting spoke for the first time since that shooting in Colorado Springs this past weekend. Anthony, who chose not to reveal his last name, suffered injuries from the shooting that left 5 people dead. He spoke about his experience during a press conference at the Centura Health Penrose Hospital Tuesday. He says he's unsure how he'll move on.
For my mentality, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel safe being around or with strangers anymore.
He thanked the 2 men who subdued the shooter and first responders. He expects to be released from the hospital Thursday. State health officials fear Colorado is heading into a rough flu season, and they're sending out reminders to people who are due for a flu vaccine. Those reminders go out as texts or emails. So far, more than 1.5 million Coloradans have had a flu shot for this season. There is mountain snow today, otherwise mostly sunny for this afternoon. Turning cloudy and colder tomorrow with a chance for snow around Denver on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.